What's up, what's up? It's your favorite sex and relationship coach, aka the Pussy Fairy, Azaria Menezes. So obviously you've landed on the juiciest podcast if you're listening to Getting Intimate. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you have a pussy or you're a mom or you're in a relationship and you're looking to increase that pleasure and orgasm factor in the bedroom with yourself, with your body or in your relationship, or maybe you just want your pussy wet and your relationships to be the cherry on top of your Sunday sex ice cream, listen to this podcast. I'll be sharing all of my knowledge, all of my ideas, my experiences, and thoughts on this podcast with you so that you can invite new perspectives and way more sensual excitement into your life. As always, try anything I say on for size and see what you like and leave the rest. Let's get intimate. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Getting Intimate. Now, this one is going to be so juicy because it is inspired by the queer and kinky talk that I did with our local university, UBCO, and the workshop was kind of centered around queer and kinky, and it was so fun, but I wanted to create an episode about it because there is such an important topic that I haven't talked about, and when I'm gonna bring it up, you're gonna be like, yes, 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 I need to hear about this. This is literally important whether you are engaging in BDSM play or you're just engaging in regular erotic experiences. This is something that often gets overlooked. And also, like, most of us don't really know how to approach this. So let's get intimate. Okay, so let's talk about aftercare. Okay, aftercare is so freaking important. And I'm going to tell you why in this whole podcast, obviously. But aftercare is one of those things that we know it can be important. We've heard about it. But how often are we practicing it? And mostly, right, it is in the practice and context of kinky explorations, BDSM explorations. And for those of you who practice this in your regular sex life, that is amazing. I'm here for it. I'm celebrating it. And we also kind of want to go over why aftercare is so important, right? So let's even start with the definition of what aftercare is. So aftercare is kind of the process, right, that we engage in after any erotic experiences, especially after heightened experience, right? And even just like our regular hookups or the sex that we have with our partners, it is kind of like a ritual and a process that you create to wind down, right? To ground, to get back into your body. Because sometimes we can be, number one, floating in these blissful experiences that we've just had, right? Like, let's say we've just had incredibly emotional connecting sex with our partner, or we just got out of a scene that was super intense, or maybe we are just getting to know each other and we don't really know how to approach this great experiences that we've just had that were like so full of adrenaline and excitement. So aftercare can be practiced every single time and anytime and should really be a priority, right? So aftercare isn't something that has to be grandiose and really long and really intense, right? It can be quick and short. But we want to take care of ourselves and our partners and have the space to express that, right? Just like we want to integrate the time before we have sex, which is often obviously foreplay, the actual erotic experience, and the time after, right? Like usually that care and connection emotionally can often end after the sex ends and maybe you get up and just get back to your regular things, right? Or when the scene ends or whenever the erotic experience ends. But we really want to practice extending that beyond aftercare and then even naming closure, right? So something that can be really, really helpful with aftercare is asking yourself, right? Like, what is it that I need after an intense erotic experience, after sex, Am I somebody that loves space? Am I somebody that needs closeness for a few minutes after? Do I desire to be affirmed? Do I desire my environment to change, right? Do I desire a shower? Do I desire a little bit of space and then coming back and connecting? What does this look like for me, right? Because we can experience so many emotions and feelings after sexual experiences, right? Like the roller coaster of our hormones, sometimes the drop down after even just any erotic experience can be so intense. And for those of you who experience a deep emotional drop, like sometimes tears, or there's something that's activated, or even just being so deeply connected to your body can awaken or trigger an emotional experience. And it doesn't always necessarily mean it's bad or good or whatever. Like, we want to take that out, right? It's just emotion. So something to ground is so important. Think about the ways that you'd like to ground after a really busy week or a really busy day. Like, what is the type of care that you need in order to check in with your body, in order to check in with your emotions? Because we are not robots. And co-regulating, right? Integrating together, which doesn't have to mean physically together, but just emotionally, right? Can be so powerful. As humans, we don't have to do shit alone. We don't have to deal with our emotions all by ourselves when it comes to integrating like a combined erotic experience. So we need that kind of closure, right? I mean, obviously, we want to have a space where we can process our emotions on our own, but having closure and having a ritual to wind down and ground back into your body is so incredibly important and is also going to allow your sexual experiences to feel more integrated, to feel more full, and to just create a safer space for yourself and the people that you're engaging with, whether that's your partner, your playmates, anyone, right, that you are engaging in this erotic experience with. So where the hell did this aftercare term even start? We obviously see roots of it in BDSM just because of the intensity of some of the things that happen within the space, right? Sometimes there is a lot of pain that comes up. Sometimes there's impact play. Sometimes there is psychological play, right? Things like degrading, things like humiliating, all of these really intense experiences that are obviously consensual. We want to think about what space that might bring us in after we drop down, right? And so aftercare was so important to kind of come back into the environment that you're in, come back into your body, come back down from those spaces, because you can drop into a subspace or drop into a dom space. And it is a very different visceral and sensational and awareness reality than your regular self. So anyone who's ever been in these spaces before knows that it can feel completely different, right? So aftercare is really just finding ways to integrate ourselves and our partners back into our environment. And so this is kind of where it had roots in. But of course, I think it is important for everyone to integrate this practice, because there are moments in our sexual experiences that can feel very rich, can feel very intense. And practicing aftercare, even just as like human to human practice, right? Like, wow, we had this intense experience together, this erotic experience and this connection. Let's find a way to like tie up these threads and find some closure in this and grounding and notice what is happening in our body, right? Because even just a few days later, things can come up, or it can just feel like there's a lot of emotions coming up. Maybe there's stories coming up like, oh, I don't know, like, was that okay? Right? And we get into this space. And so grounding can be extremely powerful to find back to each other, to that connection, and integrate back into reality. So what can aftercare look like? How do we talk about it? How do we create a really beautiful space of aftercare? Number one, understanding what aftercare looks like for you and what you desire, right? So before we go in and ask our erotic partners, our people that we engage in any erotic experiences with is, okay, how do I like to receive care? And what allows me to feel supported? What creates safety? What creates grounding? What are some elements and things that I can do for myself in this, right? So for me personally, I love pepper aromatherapy because it's such a grounding smell and it drops me back into my body. So that's something that I have on my nightstand. That's something that I carry with me. It's actually something that I bring even on set for some of the performers and actors that I work with when I do intimacy work in film. So this is something that is so, so, so grounding and so helpful. When I'm in an erotic experience with my partner, or when I'm creating an erotic scene, when I create erotic experiences with clients, not in like the sexual context, but more so in a BDSM context, there's a lot of grounding things that you can integrate. And some of the things that I like to offer is like the lighting, right? So making sure that the lighting is low, making sure that there's lots of pillows, making sure that there's water, making sure that there is, right, like that slow grounding, just taking a moment to breathe, noticing what's happening in the body, taking a couple minutes to feel into the body. And so these are some of the things that allow me to integrate an experience, allow me to just even check in with my body, because sometimes things are different, right? Sometimes you need different types of aftercare depending on the situation. And then when it comes to asking your partner or playmates or whoever you're engaging with about aftercare, you just get to say like, okay, what would make you feel so supported after our erotic experience? Like, what are the things that are going to allow you to feel grounded and to drop back into your body? What do you need? What do you desire out of your aftercare experience? Do you need a little bit of space? Would you like some gentle touch? Would you like to be affirmed? And in what ways would you like to be affirmed? Is it your enoughness? Is it your lovability? Is it your beauty? Is it your presence? Like, what is it that you need to hear, right? And then really defining what that container of aftercare is going to look like. Are we going to agree and collaborate to create a 5-minute aftercare? Are we going to agree and collaborate to create a 10-minute aftercare? Do we need a 5-minute break in between? And then we do 5 minutes of 10 minutes of aftercare, right? There's so much flexibility in how we practice aftercare. And sometimes it can be something so simple like, oh, I would really love for you to just grab me a glass of water after and maybe just give me a side hug and rub my shoulders. And then actually that's all I need, right? So when we learn how to tune into our body and just ask ourselves the moment after the erotic experience has completed, like, what do I need? What can I offer myself right now? And how can my partner or my like playmate support me in this? How can we find a way to ground down together? Sometimes it's a quick cuddle. Sometimes it is a quick bathroom break and then coming back. Really just finding a way that you can ground down together. And so after this, we can do a closure, right? So you can just share together that it feels complete, asking the other person, hey, did this experience feel complete for you? Is there anything that you need from me before we close this? And then you get to switch and, right, vice versa. Is there anything that you need for this experience to feel complete? And is there anything that you need from me? Anything that you'd like to share about this? And then even just asking questions like, what would you like to experience next time out of this? Or is there anything that you really loved? Or is there anything that you would like to shift next time? And then just closing it, right? Really officially just sharing with each other, this experience is closed, and that can be it. It can be as simple as that. But this way we have integration within our sexual experiences. And it may feel like excessive to be doing this in your regular life, whatever. But remember, we can use aftercare as a really quick and short and sweet process, right? It can be like, wow, okay, let's just take 5 minutes to lay down together and drink some water and share about the experience. And then that can be it, right? That can literally be it. But it is a way to really empower integrated sexual experiences, and then finding ways to actually address those feelings that can come up, right? It's all about creating space for our emotions and our feelings to be seen and heard and acknowledged, so that we aren't left with this weird, empty come down space that can often pop up, right? Whether it's emotions or whether it's even just noticing this drop in the body, which can sometimes present as sadness, right? It can sometimes present as feeling not enough. It can sometimes present as feeling just detached or alone, right? So there's a lot of shame around feelings, intense feelings that aren't within the parameters of like, oh my God, I feel so blissful. Oh my God, I feel this ecstasy. Oh my God, this is so amazing. These feelings that can pop up can feel really hard to place. And so when we practice this aftercare, there is an aspect of grounding within those emotions and then having the opportunity to share like, oh, I'm noticing like a lot of sadness in my body. And if it's okay with you, I would really just love a deep, long hug. And just acknowledging the feelings, not having to like explain or figure out what it means or trying to like explain why you're feeling like this. And then partner coming into caretake and that's not kind of what you needed, right? Like all of these things can really find enough space in proper and grounding and loving aftercare. And it just creates space for us to feel our feels. That coming up is then given space within that aftercare, right? So we don't have to like float around feeling super ungrounded after an intense experience and then making ourselves feel bad because we have to deal with our emotions all by ourselves, even though we had an experience together. And it can just, yeah, for anyone who's been there, like, I have been there. So much like emotional intensity is just really grounded down by aftercare for me, especially when I have emotions that come up and I can't really place what they are and what they mean and whether they're happy emotions or whether they're sadness emotions. And it feels really, really good just to state what I need in aftercare when that does come up. And just be witnessed and held and accepted just as I am in that moment with no other like need to fix it or to figure out what it is or to give advice on it. Like, no, like we just get to fucking feel the feels and that is actually enough, right? Sometimes our feelings just want to come up and be felt and acknowledged without any feedback, right? And so sometimes when there is intense feels, something really, really delicious that can feel so yummy is to ask the partner that is feeling the feels, would you just like comfort in this moment? Or would you like a solution? Or would you like any words, right? So sometimes we want the comfort and sometimes we want to talk it out a little bit. So within that, right, we still want to create a grounding and then also after create maybe an opportunity to talk about what comes up because we want to let space for our emotions to come through without having that pressure to figure it out and then having that like clarity and then having maybe an opportunity to talk it out. So there's a lot of ways that this can go and there's a lot of ways that we can address feelings and thoughts and sometimes the trick is just to feel, right? So often we come in as our inner caretakers to try and do damage control and try to figure out like, okay, why is this happening? Like, what's the story? What's coming up, right? And when we delay, right, that urge and choose to be with our emotions and ourselves and our bodies in those tender moments, sometimes and most of the time, it's just emotion that wants to move through, right? Because when we're engaging in erotic experiences, it is very activating. There's a lot of movement happening. There's a lot of energy going through our body. And when trauma or when emotions or when big feelings or when anything gets stuck in the body, we don't know where it is in the body. And so when we're moving and we're engaging in erotic experiences and when we're in our bodies and when things are like activated, right? It allows for that stagnation to kind of start circling through your body to start clearing, to start coming up. So sometimes we don't know the exact meaning of the emotion that's coming up, that's arising. And sometimes it just wants to cycle through the body and it just wants to release, right? And so when we come in and start trying to theorize like what it means and what it exactly is, what's the story, da 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 da, why is this happening, da 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 da, right? Then we actually slow down the process of that emotion that wants to move through. And sometimes it can just like stay in that loop of feeling really unintegrated, right? So learning how to feel our emotions, learning how to be with our emotions is also such a deep and beautiful practice. And also understanding that there are ways to process that, right? There's support, there's journaling, there's reaching out to your coaches, therapists, counselors, all the things, discussing it with your partner. There's lots of options, but really just learning how to be with those feelings can be a really powerful thing. So like part of aftercare, a thing that is often important and a thing that I see and a thing that I've experienced when I was like dating and a thing that I see with just anyone who maybe is just newly meeting a person or they're dating multiple people, right? It's the aftercare in terms of communication. So sometimes we want to create a space to discuss what our communication looks like in terms of aftercare, right? Because some people want spaciousness within the communication and some people prefer to have like a little check-in the next day, like little text, like, hey, how are you doing? I was really great last night. And the way that we communicate is so different, right? The way that we relate is really different across the board. And so we want to kind of talk about these things before we drop into these erratic experiences, because sometimes what can happen is we feel so deeply connected, there's an intense experience, and then there's aftercare, and then there is a period where you are just not sure where the other person is standing or where you're standing. So discussing that like communication and how we like to communicate after and what kind of the spatial needs are in terms of communication are so, so, so important, because this allows us to really understand a little bit of the other person's communication style and also just support us, right? In that grounding and integration of, okay, we are, if you prefer, you know, a few days after this intense experience to have some space to kind of clear your head, to sort it out, how about we connect in 3 days? And knowing that, right, for the person who maybe might need a little bit more communication, it feels grounding to know and understand that we have kind of created this agreed upon date that we will reconnect, right? It's usually when you're in a space of not knowing what's going on. And for the other person, feeling like, oh my gosh, this person is trying to communicate more than what feels good to me. I'm feeling overwhelmed. This is going to cause me to take more space, right? Can be one of those dynamics that can often show up. So discussing your communication and what you want that to look like post erotic experiences can be so, 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 so helpful and just take like 60% of that like stress away that I know can often feel so deeply and grounding, especially if you are anxious attached or even if you are avoidant attachment and your partner is anxious attached, and right, like that dynamic can really, really be supported in talking about it before, right? And any dynamic, really, if you don't know this person and you've just met them, you're probably not going to know their attachment style. So, right, like having these conversations and creating this understanding of what you want that to look like can be so, so, so helpful, because now you are on the same page, you know what's going on, there's an agreed upon date that you're going to check in with each other, and this also gives you a little bit of time to ground outside of that. So I think that's all that I have on aftercare for now. I hope that this podcast episode was so freaking helpful. There are so many ways to do aftercare, and I know everyone does them so differently, right? And it doesn't always have to look like doing crazy connecting practices. Remember, you can do it your way. You could be creating a beautiful charcuterie board after as aftercare together. You could go for a little smoke. You could watch a movie, right? There's so many ways of practicing aftercare, but it's really up to you on communicating and collaborating and creating a space that feels really, really yummy to everyone who is involved. And so you can just create that beautiful grounding, right? And make it a practice in your regular, everyday life. And if you're solo, even in your self-practice, right? So if you are engaging in self-pleasure, if you are pleasuring your body in ways that are really, really, really beautiful and euphoric and blissful, like figure out what allows you to really ground down rather than getting up and moving on to the next thing, right? It's about creating this ritual. And the more we connect with ourselves, the more we understand ourselves better, the easier we can articulate that to our partner or partners. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. And I hope we can all practice really good aftercare and find ways to keep it exciting and fresh and fun and grounding so that we can all just feel super integrated from our amazing sexual experiences with ourselves and with our lovers. And that's a wrap on another episode of Getting Intimate. I hope you got exactly what you needed today in this podcast and that you can find more ways to bring more juicy connection to yourself, your relationships, your body, and your sexuality. I hope you're feeling inspired, and I want you to remember, take what feels really yummy and ditch the rest. Everything I'm offering on this podcast is in service of your greatest pleasure and thriving. And as the Pussy Fairy, it's my duty to bring you more exquisite pleasure. If you want to get in touch, come find me on my website at www.azariamenezes.com. And I have tons of ways you can work with me. You can say hi, or you can even ask a question. I would be so happy to hear from you. You can also subscribe to my email for a juicy gift and come find me on Instagram at azaria.menezes. Either way, I'm sending you all the juicy vibes for your week ahead.